18 mobile. Four POT or KK4 NXE, KK4 NXE.
Good morning.
How are you kicking?
I got through yesterday, all right. Me and Carl just had a little discussion, and I guess she didn't like the way we kind of put it to her, because they want to do a stupid stress test. And yeah, well, why do a stress test when you already know what happened?
My cardiologist, no more stress tests. If you've got a concern, let's do a heart cath and go in there and look at it.
Before. You know what? I can't go through that again. Probably would have a heart attack if it's in bad shape. But what happened was, when I went through drug withdrawal with pneumonia that time, cold turkey, it did more heart damage. I probably have a small heart attack, not a heart attack. So, we already know it, and if you do a stress test or angiogram, you're going to probably kill me.
But I have standing ground.
What you know about, trace metals and minerals and things the body needs so it heals and get the blood flow up? I said, well, I don't know nothing about it. I said, oh, no, you don't know nothing, then you didn't go to medical school. Darn well. It's a shame I didn't remember that lab tech's name in New Milford. I'll bet you if I talked to her on the phone personally, because I knew one of them, she's still around. They know I had another heart attack. They know more damage was done, but they're never gonna say it. To survive it until I can.
I can do.
I do? I'm gonna. They said they wanted me to go back to work. I said, well then, I said, if you want your money for your bill, I guess we're gonna have to do that, aren't we? I'm not sure about this week, but next week I got one day from 8 to 6. Or 9 to 6 to work with a friend of mine all day long at his machine shop. So we're gonna find out how much I can do.
Let's be careful.
But he's got CHF and all kinds of stuff himself, so we know the signs. I know how to work. If I see something, I'll just sit down in the chair. You know what I mean?
Hear you, sir.
Can. You know, sometimes you gotta work with what you got. Had cardiac issues before. There's no guarantee.
Right.
What I don't want to have happen is I don't want to get defibbed and end up being a vegetable over it. I already made a decision, but I said if you want to try it and it does kill me, then you're gonna have to take me all the way out. And that's how I put it to the doctor. So I don't think it's worth that chance.
The test I've ever taken has just been a bunch of bumps. Like I said, I told my cardiologist no more stress tests. If there's an issue and he thinks something needs to be done, we'll go in there and look at it with a heart cath.
It's real risky, too. What people don't realize when they do that is you have symptoms of a heart attack when you do that. And if you have a real bad heart and they do that, there's a risk of you not making it through that. People don't know that.
Procedure like that, you don't know if you're going to make it or not.
When you're considered high risk like that with bad lungs and you have, you know, issues like that, any risk you take, the question is, if something does happen, you're not liable for it, but technically the problem is, who really is? You know, which means, if I do that, then I have to make a decision. I just think it's stupid. I'm saying, you know, you have to do what you have to do, but I'm trying to get, matter of fact, I've gotten it since I've been on the hospital. I've gotten like 9 pounds of water weight off the bar.
I probably got a little body fluid somewhere, but don't seem like if I do it's not much.
I came up with 12 pounds, 15 pounds. I should be, I was down to 262 with where I was, and I'm 272 now or something like that. So I got more than a gallon of water, a gallon and a half to soap off. That takes time. Days, I'm going to cut my water back to 60 ounces a day and see if that don't knock it back enough.
Don't get over dehydrated now.
I see an issue, because you know, you know the signs of it.
True. Well, I'll catch you hopefully tomorrow, Al. I'm pulling in the yard, so you have a good one, and if you hear the other guys, tell them I said 7-3. So you have a good one, Al. KM4 and AP, I'll be clear on your final.
I got some tubes and stuff for Garrett in the swamp, and I want him to, so he can get his oxygen sensor for his truck. Somebody kind of went cleaning up one day, somehow my Collins 32B disappeared, and a blower for one of my customers was junked. So I lost my AM transmitter, which is very unfortunate. And, oh no, I know the signs, and I adjust as well I have to. I've been through this before, and I gotta get this done. So I'll talk to you. I'm doing okay. I'm feeling good spirits. Talk to you later. I'll catch up with you later on KI4, MLN clear.